From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fighters affiliated with the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces were celebrating Saturday in the streets of Manbij after seizing the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 shows scores of residents celebrating in the streets hours after SDF fighters captured the town. Mohammed Juma Hassoun is an SDF combatant. He said, "Thank God, today we liberated the entire city of Manbij and we liberated the civilians from the Islamic State group and will clear the houses and the roads from mines." The civilians, he said, are celebrating and happy. Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, which is the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-proclaimed caliphate. At least 10 people were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in northern Yemen Saturday. 10 children were reported injured in the attack in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a. Also Saturday, Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt to assert their dominance over the internationally recognized government. In a statement released on state media, President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi condemned the session, which did not appear to have a quorum. He called it a violation of the Constitution and warned that members of parliament present had committed a crime punishable by law. The United Nations suspended peace talks in the country last week. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Track and field's world governing body says it has banned the only Russian left in Olympic track and field competition in Rio de Janeiro. An IAAF spokesman told the Associated Press the governing body revoked eligibility for long jumper Daria Kleshina based on new information it received last week. Kleshina, a former European indoor champion, has previously been the only one of 68 Russians allowed to compete in the sport amid a massive doping scandal. The athlete has appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. A decision is expected either Sunday or Monday before the long jump competition begins on Tuesday. 6 people were injured when a man started a fire and stabbed passengers aboard a train in Switzerland on Saturday. One of the injured was a 6-year-old child. The assailant is a 27-year-old Swiss man who reportedly poured a flammable liquid into the train car before setting fire to it. He was also injured in the attack and has been transported to a local hospital, along with the 6 victims being treated for burn and stab wounds. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States has become a global leader in the fight against climate change, what he described in his weekly media address as one of the most urgent challenges of our time. The president said the United States has made ambitious investments in clean energy and reductions in its carbon emissions, resulting in clean power sources that are finally cheaper than dirtier conventional power.
In the weeks and months ahead, we'll release a second round of fuel efficiency standards for heavy-duty vehicles. We'll take steps to meet the goal we set with Canada and Mexico to achieve 50% clean power across North America by 2025. And we'll continue to protect our lands and waters so that our kids and grandkids can enjoy our most beautiful spaces for generations.
The president added that a climate change agreement among 200 nations to reduce harmful emissions is something to build upon in order to leave a better, cleaner, and safer future for our children. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says flooding has reached record levels in some parts of his state following days of torrential rain. At a news conference Saturday, Edwards said that more than 1,000 people have been rescued.
As of right now, well over 1,000 people rescued, not just from their homes, but from their vehicles. Some people not even from their vehicles. They've been clinging to trees and other things like this and swift moving floodwaters.
Edwards warned residents that if they are told to evacuate, they should do so. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.